No!
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk! Oh my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines, be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
All right, Gary's not with us again tonight. He's doing his Grizzlies thing.
Yeah, they're all back healthy.
So you got Laurel and Hardy tonight. I mean, Chuck and Yancey. We're the best without Gary, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
We got a big show for a big weekend. It's going to be outrageous this Saturday in Oxford with the Rebels and Georgia Bulldogs, number two in the country. And this is the game that everybody's been penciled in since, what, last May?
Yeah, I mean, this has been the game. I mean, this is the game that Lane Kiffin definitely penciled in, since last all season when he basically rearranged his whole roster to be able to match up against the Georgias. So, this is going to be the litmus test. Ole Miss is now peaking at the right time. It's going to be a big game, Chucky.
No question. Open the show brought to you by First South Farm Credit with over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. We're ready to guide you through your financial journey at First South Farm Credit. And we'll jump right into it with five things with Yancey, brought to you by the Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham, who currently operates 9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee. Have at it, Yancey.
Yeah, first thought of the day. The Ole Miss offensive line had the best day of pass blocking on the season Saturday. That allowed Dart time to set his feet and make the needed reads and throws. They got their rear ends, Chucky, handed to them last year against Georgia. In order to win this game, they will need to play their best game yet. Thought number two, speaking of Dart, that's the Dart we have been waiting to see all SEC season. He had the eye of the Tiger when he locked in like he was. And when he's locked in like he was Saturday, Ole Miss is simply impossible to beat. Third thought of the day. If Ole Miss has success with their red zone offense Saturday, they will be tough to beat. That has been their Achilles heel all season. Fourth thought of the day. Georgia's quarterback has 11 picks in 5 SEC games, which is the most in conference play. The one-on-one matchups between Ole Miss's D-line and Georgia's O-line will be critical. That's why I like Ole Miss's chances. And the last thought of the day, the game against Georgia last season forced Ole Miss to retool their entire roster this offseason. First, it was the offensive line with 4 new additions. Then it was the defensive line with 3 new additions. Then they had to get bigger and faster at linebacker, and they did that just that with Poupon. Lastly, they felt they needed to get longer in the secondary, which they did. Will it pay off Saturday? I think it will.
Well, there's no doubt this roster is closer to what Georgia is,
yeah,
based from last year.
Yeah.
But is it good enough? You can't stump your toe like we did against Kentucky at home. Like you said, it'll have to be the best game they played all year. But the last 6 quarters, to me, have been what I envisioned with this team. The last 2 against Oklahoma and 4 quarters against Arkansas over in Fayetteville was a dominant performance on both sides of the ball until Lane started subbing liberally.
Sure. Yeah, he needed to play those players.
Yeah, absolutely.
They haven't played all SEC.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. Rest your starters and make sure nobody else gets hurt. And yeah. I mean, it was classic. butt whipping is what it was.
Yeah.
And
8 sacks, 13 tackles for a loss before they started subbing.
And we hadn't had many performances like that at Arkansas now. And,
no.
And that's the same field that Arkansas beat Tennessee on.
Yeah.
I believe. Didn't they play
at Arkansas? Yeah, they played at Fayetteville. Arkansas is a solid team now. Don't let that game fool
you. So, we're like you said in your five thoughts, we're peaking right now. But at the same time, we've got to play at that level for sure. If the Georgia that played Texas in Austin shows up, I don't know if we can beat them. I'll be honest with you. I'm just trying to be honest here.
I know.
But that Georgia hadn't shown up much this year. I mean, Kentucky only beat them. I mean, they only beat Kentucky by 1 point, right?
Yeah.
13-12?
I think by a field goal or so. Or 1 point it was 13-12. And, you know, the Alabama game, they just absolutely laid an egg the first half. They dominated the second half. They look like world beaters against Texas. Then they look bad against Florida. They're consistently inconsistent this year. They're not the team they were the last 3 years. Not that there's not the players there, but they're just not playing consistent. Right?
When they peak, though, they're scary.
Oh, they're scary.
But so are we.
Yes.
We were scary Saturday.
Yes, I think it's the two best teams in the country when they're both peaking.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how that all works out.
You know, with the quarterback throwing 11 picks in 5 SEC games, Chucky, that right there is going to be a key because if Ole Miss can apply that pressure, Florida got a lot last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get to him a lot, but they rushed him into 3 picks and a lot of bad decisions. If Ole Miss can do that, I really like Ole Miss's chances.
I do too.
And I think they will.
We'll be right back after these important messages from our wonderful sponsors on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. Or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Ditch, is that what your wife tells you about once a year?
About road, once a day. Whenever we wake up and go to sleep.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her.
I don't either.
All right, we are very pleased to have now Mark Cleary of Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Take it away, Yancey.
Mark, the official enrollment numbers came out today. Ole Miss grew by 11% on the campus. There were 27,000 students now. Tell us what's going on in the Oxford market.
What's up, Yancey, man?
How you
Thanks
doing, my friend?
All I can say is don't let the Rebs get hot, baby. Here
That's right. That's right. I'm feeling it, too.
Well, hey, you know, the student, you know, Ole Miss is really what drives the, you know, the whole market here in Oxford, primarily the condo scene as well. You know, with this influx of students, you know, they're coming from all over the place, you know, Texas, you know, we're getting people from out west now. I mean, you know, Tennessee, Florida. I mean, it's just the student body is really driving the demand and the supply is pretty tight, man. So, I mean, it is just, you know, we're selling condos faster than we can build them. I feel like everybody from the Memphis area, from Jackson, from the Delta, you know, if they can get to Oxford from, you know, raise their family, the schools here are fantastic. So Oxford's just a place to be, man. And, you know, we got all the sports, as you guys know. And, you know, it's just it's a great place to live, man, great place to raise a family and where everybody wants to be that's ever had a piece of it.
Mark, how important is the medical here in Lafayette County? I'm very proud of the what we have here as far as our, you know, our medical stuff. How important that is for real estate.
Man, absolutely. You know, when Baptist put that, I think it was, you know, forgive me if I'm mistaken, but $300 million in small town Mississippi for a state-of-the-art facility right there just south of town. I mean, that started dragging the square and everything a little bit south. I mean, I think it's a huge, huge component of why we have such a high retiree rate in Oxford. You know, not just the sports and the music and the, you know, the food scene, but having that medical care in a small town and, you know, a place that really outside of Oxford until you get to Memphis, you know, you get some in Tupelo as well. But as far as just a brand new state-of-the-art facility, I think that's a great point, Chuck. I mean, that's a huge driver for, you know, a whole nother niche of the market, you know, as far as the retirees.
Tell us about some of the new developments that are going on around town.
Man, we got a lot of new stuff happening, Yancey. I mean, it's really impressive how these condos, man, we're doing a ton of the Oxford Farms just south of town, really adjacent to the hospital just down South Lamar. I mean, we cannot build them fast enough. I got a waiting list on the next phase at the Reserve, thereserveoxford.com. We've got some condos at the Country Club at fairmontoxford.com overlooking the number 2 fairway. For all you golfers out there, it's a really awesome place to be. We're doing a new development, a single family, some luxury homes behind the driving range of the Country Club of Oxford. We went through the first round of those, but couldn't keep up with the demand. We've got another phase of those coming out. We're doing some awesome stuff out at the Highlands, which is a lakefront community and off-lake properties as well. Some really nice $700 to $1 million homes out there. I mean, it's just, we got a lot of new stuff going, man, whether you're looking for a weekend condo or, you know, a place to raise your family. We've got Old Oaks, of course, for kind of the starter cottage price point. I mean, really, if you're looking for it, man, I can find it for you.
Well, give us the information on how to get in touch,
with you,
Mark.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Well, you can hit me on my cell phone, you know, 713-303-8924. You know, you can call me, you can Google me, you can, you know, email me. We're pretty accessible. We're a CCM Oxford. It's Cannon Cleary McGraw. It's the real estate firm name. And, you know, just ask your buddies. Probably one of them's got my number. I'd be honored to help you guys out, whatever you're looking for, and, you know, kind of give you the inside track on what's going on in Oxford.
Hey, Mark, thanks for being on, buddy, and thanks for supporting Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Hotline.
Absolutely, man. You know, we need a little drama in this season for the Cinderella story of the.
We got to have it Saturday, baby.
Rebs 2025 national champions, man. We wouldn't want to be undefeated. Need a little bit of drama for the Cinderella story. Let's go, Rebs.
Hey, the two mulligans are done. We got to win Saturday, baby.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, man, win out, baby. Thank you, Yancey.
Thank you. Chuck. You too.
The Farese Group, your partner in retirement with nearly 2 decades of expertise in helping retirees invest and distribute their savings. The Farese Group continues to provide our clients with an unparalleled level of service and delivered results. They have locations in Ridgeland, Oxford, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call, toll free, 1-877-327-3735. And I think we've got Mr. Gordon Ford now. You here, Gordon?
I'm here.
All right, brother. So the Rebels open the season tonight against Long Island. What do you think from this team? What's your first thoughts?
Well, I think tonight they'll blow Long Island out. I mean, Rod Strickland, the former coach of the former NBA star,
yeah,
their coach, and you know, I don't think they were real good last year, but you know, it's a good game to start off. But they will play tonight at 7:30. I don't know if it's on the network, but I believe that Ole Miss should beat them handily. And, you know, they've got two other upcoming games in the next week, that being Grambling and South Alabama. And that'll be the basketball reunion game. And let me tell you a little bit about that, Chuck. I mean, you will have all the players from the Wetlick era. They're going to be honoring him. And Carlos Clark, Roger Stee, John Stroud, all those guys will be there. And I was a manager there 1 year under him, so I get to walk out on the floor with the team, so I'm pretty fired up about that.
Fantastic. That's great. That'll be at the Tad Pad, right?
That will be at the Tad Pad. It's the Tad Pad game. You know, James Green, I mean, people you wouldn't even think of going to be there, Chuck.
Great
deal. That's going to be awesome for the Georgia. I can't imagine the crowd that's going to be packed out at the Tad Pad for sure. There's some rumors going around about TJ Caldwell. What are you hearing on that?
Well, he has not been coming to practice, so I would speculate that he probably is going to transfer. You and I talked earlier today. Why would he do it now? I don't know, but I think that he's unhappy with his new role, even though I think he would play a lot for the team. But I have heard that he has not been coming to practice, and that would give me indications that he may not be there much longer. I heard he's going to meet with Beard, and that's the last I've heard. You know, maybe they work it out, but maybe they don't, but it doesn't sound good.
Well, actually, the timing on it's just right for him. I mean, he can transfer at mid-semester and be eligible immediately.
Immediately or next semester?
I think next semester.
Yeah, I mean, so the school gets out, what, the first week of December? So
yeah.
You'll miss about five, six non-conference games.
So, you know, he didn't play in the exhibition game.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to play tonight, so you might be right.
I don't know. Maybe they'll give him an exemption or something to be immediately eligible somewhere else. He's a heck of a ball player, and he's one of those guys that, you know, you just feel like it's coming when that light's going to really come on. It's kind of like, you know, TD. I'm not saying he would be a TD, but, you know, you knew that freshman year, you just saw glimpses of it, and then he just kind of went off. But, I hate that for him. But, look, you know, Ole Miss has brought in a lot of good players, Chucky. They're deep this year. Gordon, G-Man, would you say this is the deepest team in the last decade or so?
It is. I like their makeup. Diaz is a good player. Sean Padilla, you know, he was second-team All-ACC. You know, Juju. I mean, you've got a lot of good guys there. And Dre Davis, I mean, from Seton Hall, is a player too. And, you know, they're kind of going with a three-guard alignment with him being the power forward, but Diaz is good. The kid that comes off the bench, I'm trying to think of his name, Brown, Mikael Brown.
Yeah, Mikael Brown-Jones from USC Greensboro.
He's a banger and gets in there and does what he's supposed to do.
Well, you got Brakefield coming off the bench, too.
Brakefield, that means you're very deep.
Played unbelievable against Illinois. So, you know, it's going to be – I think they're going to have a good year, you know. Jerry Palm picks a nice scene in the NCAA tournament.
All right. Gordon, thank you, buddy. We're up
against the break. Thank you, G-Man. Look forward to talking about the games next week with you.
If you guys later.
If you're listening tonight, 7:30 at the Pavilion, Long Island. Get the 2024-2025 season underway with the men's team. And the women had a heartbreaker today against Southern Cal. In Paris, France. Lost by two, I think.
Refs took over that game.
Anyway, we'll be right back after these important messages from our wonderful sponsors on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Bill Withers, use me up, baby. All right. Now we get into the text messages presented by Cannon Cleary McGraw, of all people.
There we go.
CCMOOxford.com. And then the Rebel Injury Report from Oxford Orthopedics and Sport Medicine, OxfordOrtho.com. Text message, I only have a couple today. On each pass play, doesn't the quarterback know what route each receiver is running? Well, to a certain extent, he has to know the coverage just like the receivers do, and the receivers adjust off of the coverage, and the quarterback would have to adjust off of the coverage as well. So it's no and yes is the answer.
Yeah.
It's all a read situation.
It's not run to the open space like it was under Longo, but it's definitely got to adjust around.
Well, there's a little bit of that too now, Yancey. They do read the coverage and try to go to the openings in the zone, or you know, beat their man to where it's to their advantage. But they both have to read things is the answer. Saturday's offense looked very much like the Lane Kiffin of old.
Mm-hmm.
Pass to set up the run. Do you think we'll see more of that remainder of the season? Yeah. I mean, Well,
it looked like the offense of the old because the offensive line was able to pass block, right? I mean, so that gave Dart time to throw and set his feet.
And Dart was unbelievably accurate Saturday,
When Ole Miss did not score on that possession and Dart just absolutely blew up on the sideline, that made him so focused. And he was in that zone.
Yeah.
But being able to set your feet makes a big difference.
No
he had
question.
Been throwing off the back of his feet for a while.
No
he's gotten
question.
Some bad habits, and I think now he's setting his feet. He started setting them, though, against Oklahoma. His footwork the last six quarters has been totally different than it was the prior three games.
Because it was able to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the protection he was getting. And that's going to be a requirement Saturday. There's no question about it against Georgia. But at the same time, his accuracy this past Saturday was the best I've ever seen it.
Yep.
Especially on the deep ball.
Oh, it was beautiful. Beautiful. And another listener, Chucky, wanted to know about Jaden Williams and his availability this weekend. Obviously, 61 pounds has struggled this season. Looking at the right now at the grades, he had a 52.9 overall, 53 in pass block, 51 in run block. That has to improve.
Well, it didn't hurt Saturday, but it will against Georgia.
He struggled some.
Yeah.
He struggled some. They were chipping in a lot to help him out on that left side.
Well, that's all right. If you have to scheme to help him, that's okay, too. That kind of segues into the injury report. I think Jaden will be ready, but will they start him since he's so rusty? I don't know. Trey Harris could have played last Saturday. He dressed out to play, but they didn't need him. So an extra week of rest is really good for his groin injury. I'd say he's likely against Georgia. Tight end Caden Prescorn did not play against Arkansas, but I think a couple of plays. He came in blocking.
Came in at the very beginning and then came out.
Yeah.
First series.
He's got a bruised meniscus, I heard. I look for him to try to go. I really do. I don't know that for a fact, but I just think that this is too big a game that his pride is going to make
him
try to
go. Arkansas, right? You go in and you see what you can do and go from there. Luckily, Daquan Wright just, I mean, good gosh, he's an animal.
Great game. Henry Parrish Jr. is out.
Yeah.
I mean, his knee is messed up. I don't know to what extent, but I doubt you'll see him the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And that's a shame, you know. He's one of the hardest working kids on the team and never opens his mouth, just comes to work every day, brings his lunchbox and ready to work and a good teammate. And for his size, I thought he got as much out of his ability as he possibly could.
Yeah, he got everything he could.
Running back Rashad Amos, I don't know his status. I know he's injured, but I don't know his status. I think Jaden Williams should be ready. Offensive lineman Jeremy James played last week, 31 snaps against Arkansas. And I don't know of any injuries on defense. Yancey, do you know of any on defense? Now that Princely is back and
I don't know of any injuries on defense. Is that not incredible?
Yeah, it really is.
Think about it.
Walter Nolan's fine.
Yeah.
JJ's fine.
Yep. JJ looked like he came down hard on that shoulder on that first TD run, or maybe his only TD run. I think he ran for two, didn't he? I can't remember how many, but you saw him kind of holding that shoulder, but he's been doing that for 2 years. I think that shoulder's been banged up for 2 years. That's why you hate to have to go to him on those short rushing, but, I mean, that's the most effective way. And I think that's why Dart was so PO'd about that not getting that fourth and from the 1 yard line. I guess third and fourth there from the 1 yard line. They didn't give it to JJ, and I think Lane was you saw him throwing a fit at the official because he was trying to call timeout, and I'm sure he's going to go put JJ in there. But I mean, look, if you got to do it, you got to do it.
Yeah,
especially against Georgia. I mean, this is for all the marbles, right? I mean, you got to lay it out there. I mean, this is going to be it.
We're pushing all our chips into the middle.
And look, Chucky, I mean, there's a good likelihood it's going to be raining for the first time this year, which puts a more emphasis on the run game. And JJ's going to have to be ready.
Yeah. It's all in this Saturday.
You got to push all the chips in. Every bit.
Phil
Fans,
Ivy.
Too.
Phil
everybody.
Ivy.
It needs to be as loud as it was in 2003. Still, I think the vault, the loudest I've ever heard it was against LSU 03 when – what's that?
Travis
Johnson picked it off and ran it back. That's the loudest
that
I've ever heard. In 93 against Alabama when Bowens got that big sack there. The first quarter was pretty up there, too.
I thought it was pretty loud when they reviewed Sinquest Golson's interception and finally said he was in.
Yeah.
Thought that was pretty loud, too.
Yeah, I forgot about that when you're right there, Chuck.
All right, we'll be right back with our favorite fella, Mr. Harry Harrison, after these important messages from our wonderful sponsors on the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
I like coconuts. You can break them open and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Ole Miss fans, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I've focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks. Run your game. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, folks, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe, does Uncommon Goods, for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Just a few of the favorite gifts I've found on Uncommon Goods include a do-it-yourself storybook kit for my niece. My daughter's got me the MLB Sunday Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. Love my Braves. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits from everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans like us, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. It is the season of giving, after all. So get 15% off your next gift by going to uncommongoods.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. That's uncommongoods.com/TOC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Shop early. Save big. All month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Real estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844
901 Roof.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Baby.
Another classic.
Hey, can't get always get what you want, Yancy.
Yeah. Hey.
All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929 with 54 locations across six states. Gateway Tire, we go the distance for you. We got
Mr. Bobby Dunlap.
We got joined by our buddy Harry Harrison now. Harry, how's it going, buddy?
Man, it's been a good day, great weekend, great trip up to Arkansas.
Oh, I know it was. Before we get into that game and what's coming up, there's a longtime listener, Chucky, and Harry. Mr. John Hopkins, Dr. John Hopkins down in Jackson, Mississippi, passed away recently. Mm. We want to send our condolences, and he was a huge fan of yours, Chucky. I don't think he missed a Rebel Yell Hotline show in no telling how many years, but know his son very well and great family and just, you know, really good to the community there in the Jackson, Mississippi area, and just sending our prayers and wishes to the whole family of the Hopkins down in Jackson.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Woody, Harry, that was what we were looking to see all season, what everybody paid to see. Just tell us from your viewpoint out there from the game.
Well, it was, Yancey. I mean, we've been kind of wondering where this offense has gone in the tank the last few games. And not that it was terrible, just not the explosiveness that we thought we saw on Saturday. And, you know, then we got down inside the 5, 4th and 1, go hurry up. Lane's trying to call timeout, a little confusion, don't pick it up. Defense comes in, strip sack in the end zone, recover the ball. that's the way it ought to be. Defense got us going there, and then the offense took over after that. You know, early in the game, I thought we did exactly what I thought we would do after watching the LSU contest. Their secondary backed off, and I thought we'll just dink and dunk it underneath, hit mm-hmm. the tight ends. Yep. Then they move up to cover us, and all of a sudden we're running past them. Obviously, Jordan Watkins was the biggest part of that, but Juice Wells was doing that. Caden Lee was doing that, and of course, Daquan Wright had the best game he's had as a Rebel all year.
And let me tell you something about Wright. When Chucky and I were talking about it, when he catches the ball, he's looking to run through you, not around you. I thought he set the tone just from a game point.
Early on.
I mean, he was absolutely physical out there.
Well, he was, and I tell you, our pass pro offensive line really protected Jackson Dart all day yep. long. We still got some work to do from a run standpoint. I don't like where we are with that, but
agree.
That's the only thing I would complain a little bit about. And but no, from a pass pro standpoint, Jackson Dart just sat back there and passed the ball and found his open receiver. When you're throwing 60 and 66-yard touchdowns, you know you got a lot of time because those, it takes a while for those routes to come together, and he had plenty of time to do that. But it was a great day. I've been to Fayetteville many times and come mm-hmm. home with a frown on my face, but not this trip.
Harry, you talk about the run game. I don't think we're going to see any miracles in a week.
No.
But to me, you just keep the defense honest by having the threat of a run. You know, even if you're just getting 3 or 4 yards a carry, I think is good enough.
Well, I mean, I can't argue with that, Chuck, but I'd like to see more outside runs. I
Me
mean, we
too.
Tend to be going between the tackles, and you know, obviously Henry Parrish at 188, 185, whatever he was, just been pounded too much all season in there. But I'd like to see some outside runs and maybe some read option on the outside, maybe mm-hmm. Counter, you know, runs where you start one way and come back the other, waiting on that backside block to materialize. And I'm sure we have that in our repertoire somewhere. We did it last year with Judkins, so I know we've got it in our playbook. And I wouldn't mind seeing some of that. You got a really good defensive unit. We're going to be coming in here Saturday in Georgia. That we got to be at our best. You can't just sit back there and throw. They're going to pin their ears back. So you got to make them respect the run in some part for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, listening to Sam Pittman's post-game press conference was interesting. He said, you know, I don't care if Ole Miss runs for 500 yards on us. Just don't let them get over top. And that's what Ole Miss did. He said, we just couldn't do anything about it. We just didn't have the DBs to stay with their wide receivers. Georgia has struggled mightily this year with their DBs staying with wide receivers. How do you feel like Kirby is going to game plan Ole Miss defensively against Ole Miss's offense, Harry?
I think he's going to bring pressure. I think if he can't get there with the front four, I think he's going to bring linebackers. And, you know, yes, when you walk those linebackers up in those gaps in your quarterback, they may be coming, they may not be coming, but
yeah.
you don't know until that ball snaps, right? And so
yeah.
you've got to have all that going through your head. And obviously Jackson Dart is a seasoned veteran for Ole Miss. Terrific day throwing the ball Saturday. Can't say enough about him. And of course, he got – rewarded or awarded all yeah. over the country, you know, yesterday and today with his play on Saturday. But I think Kirby's going to try to bring as much pressure as he possibly can. I asked that question today, and they may not have to have that. Let's hope that they do. Let's hope that the front four are not going to be able to get to Dart. And we did keep the tight end in a few times this past weekend and used him on max protection. I thought the young man that came in the second half at red running back Dominic Thomas did a great job of pass pro from a running back standpoint. He's about 210, 215, so he gives a little bit bigger body, a little more girth in there when you're having to pick up a linebacker that's running full speed at you. But that's what it's going to take. It's going to take that kind of effort out of our offensive line and tight ends and running backs to give Jackson Dart plenty of time to throw. Do we have the weapons to make Georgia pay? We do. We absolutely do. But it's got to be a good plan, and you got to execute it. You know, you can have the best plan in the world, but if those guys don't play like they got their hair on fire, it ain't going to work.
No doubt about that. You know, this is going to sound like a silly statement, Harry. I make a lot of them. But Georgia's number two in the country, but they've seemed vulnerable at times this year. What's your take on them?
Well, you know, if you look at just stats, Chuck, if you look at stats, you know, offensively especially, you know, the quarterback's put up 11 picks so far in on the season, which is really uncharacteristic for him. But I was looking at their stats today when I picked when I was at the press conference, and you know, they're averaging 431 yards a game, which is not that's pretty darn good. You know, I know a lot of years we'd love to average 431 yards a game, 555 yards for the Rebels, but their rushing yards a game is not as good as ours. They're rushing for 132 yards, we're rushing for 178. Passing yards, same way, 377 for the Rebels, 299. But I think they're a complete team, Chuck. I don't know if anybody's gotten more athletes and is more of a complete team. They play really good defense, even though they've given up some big plays this year. They have. But, you know, here's the thing. Big games like we're going to see on Saturday, Georgia has been there, Chuck. Yep. They've been in national championship games. They've won. They've been in games in SEC championships. They've lost. That's the difference in them and Ole Miss. And I, you know, we went over there last year and got intimidated by them. We ramped up our roster to try to offset that. I think that we have. But when it gets down to big plays and big games, you find out who your players are. Georgia has been there before. We haven't. But I think this team, you know, in every game and every season is different. But I think the Rebels have got the talent to match up with them. We just got to play our game and play it well come Saturday.
And, Harry, this is what, you know, Georgia's quarterback leads the SEC in interception. He's got 11 picks in SEC play this year. And this is where I think Ole Miss has the edge. I think Ole Miss's defensive line, they do return their, of course, like last year when they returned their All-American right tackle, they returned their All-American right guard where Nolan goes up against normally. So that's a plus for Georgia there. But I think Ole Miss's defensive line is going to apply a lot of pressure, and he's made a lot of mistakes this year when that happens. Other teams, you know, gets that pressure on him. And Dart really does not make those mistakes like he's done this year. So what do you think about that matchup with Ole Miss's defensive line against their offensive line?
Well, I think our defensive line is elite, Nancy, and I'm not just talking about the first four. I mean, the first four are definitely elite, but I mean, we got seven or eight or nine guys that come in and alternate along that line, and that's been our real strength so far, I think, this entire season, is that we keep those guys fresh up front. You're not playing them about 30, 35 snaps a game. They're not out there running 80 or 90 plays like we have in the past because the front four is the best thing we got, nothing behind them. And that's changed, and that's come through portal. That's come through recruiting. Yeah, Walter Nolan is a player. J.J. Begees, obviously, Amanda Malin. But I think Jared Ivey's really had a terrific year. I think he's been a real, real difference maker, whether he's rushing the pass or stopping the run. And you got two linebackers, guys, that are very instinctive and they can run. And it's just been a good front six. And then our secondary's gotten better and better. So I think our defense will match up well with our offense. If we can get pressure on their quarterback, yeah, he had a hard time this past Saturday with Florida. And I certainly think our defensive front is the best in the SEC. So, hey, that'll be a game within the game. We'll see who wins that war.
I hope our chess match does not call for a three-man rush like at times against LSU. I didn't like that strategy against Nussmeier, and I'm not going to like it against whatever this kid's name. Beck, what's his name? Garrett.
Primadonna.
Carson Beck. Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Lamborghini.
You know, Harry, he said at the Banning Academy that the dorms weren't good enough, the hotels weren't good enough, wanted a limo to ride from whatever hotel he wanted in, had a fly in on a private jet. You know, I don't know. I think that's probably some of his struggles this year. I think he's kind of gone to his head after last year with Beck. You know, Harry, we were talking about, you know, how fresh Ole Miss on defensively, and Chuck and I were going over the injury report, and we can't even think of a player injured on defense. All the injuries are on offense. Do you think it's by coincidence that they rotate so many players on defense and they're staying injury-free, and on offense, they don't really play as many players, and there's a lot of guys that stayed hurt all season?
Well, anytime you got special guys out wide or back, Yancey, you can certainly get hurt on offense because you're doing so much running, so much cutting, and
true.
You know, defensively, you're backing up. You know, defensive front's coming forward, but if you're in the secondary, you're backing up. But I think without a doubt that the depth that we've got on our defensive front six has really been a plus. There's no doubt about that. When you're only playing 30, 35 snaps a game versus having to play 70 or 80, then that makes a huge difference. And that's where the Rebels, I mean, you know, we brought in at the end of the game the other day, we gave up that last score. Nobody wanted to see that. But we had three true freshmen and one redshirt freshman across the front.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be really, really good.
Really good.
Cam Franklin, he just caved in their right tackle, drove him all the way to the quarterback. And then as he was being held, tackled a quarterback for a sack. I don't know if that was sack number 8 or 9, one of those. And
Eccles did the same thing.
Yeah,
same thing, without a doubt. And Jamarius Brown,
Brown made a huge defensive play there.
He's had a terrific year.
And oh, he's going to be so good.
Makes a big difference when you got guys like that you can put in there to back up that front group. And that's definitely helped as far as injuries. We had some untimely injuries across our offensive line. I think it's probably as healthy right now as it has been. I think Jaden Williams was ready to play last Saturday. The fact that we didn't play him and, you know, we got out ahead quickly and we didn't need to play Trey Harris. He was dressed out and probably could have had some snaps if we would have needed him. Didn't need him. Obviously, Jordan Watkins had the game of his career, you know, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But those guys will be even fresher when it comes this weekend. So I think we'll see a lot more substitution. Jeremy James is back, played some left guard on Saturday.
32 snaps, is that right?
Yeah, all hands on deck, hopefully along that offensive line. But we'll see as the week rocks on. We'll get that to practice tomorrow, and maybe, you know, if it's not raining, maybe it's Wednesday, we'll see. Hopefully everybody's up back, all hands on deck.
Harry, we're up against a break, but, I mean, this is setting up just like we wanted it to. It's for all the marbles.
This is exactly what we were thinking. We were hoping we were going to be 9-0.
Sure. Year.
Yep.
But anyway, or 8-8, whatever. Yeah, we hope we're going to be 9-0, and you know, 2-4 and 8 if not put us in that position. But hey, let's turn out Saturday and have a huge crowd and make a difference in the vault.
Amen. Thank you, Harry. As always,
thank you, buddy.
Great info. Appreciate you. Always good stuff with Harry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's just got former player experience, and they made a great point there about the defensive injuries. They're not playing like the offensive skill guys. They don't have to do all the cutting like they do. So those are the kind of lightning points that I wouldn't know or you wouldn't know.
No.
That's why we have him on the show.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
We need an analyst.
Yep. I wanted to ask you something about Jalen Kennedy, too, number 28 there, defensive back. He's been playing well. He's great and well.
He's just small.
He is small. But you notice these last couple games, they're not picking on him anymore, right? So they're seeing it. He's getting – and that's really making our pass defense much better. I mean, it's improved drastically these last two or three games.
And I think the underrated part of the defense is – our safeties, Trey Washington and John Saunders Jr. They're good football players.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with our final segment on this week's Cannon Motor Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
Oh, yeah. Don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right? She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color T-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of this week's Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. The Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective. Their mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student athletes while providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Join the collective today to help make an impact with our student athletes who give their all for our flagship university. And we're seeing the fruits of that this year in football.
Yeah.
Take it away, Yancey.
I think the biggest buzz right now, Chucky, is that five-star wide receiver from Aberdeen, Mississippi there, Caleb Cunningham, will return to the Ole Miss campus for the fourth game this fall. Last home game against Oklahoma, he came on Friday. He didn't leave until Sunday night. And it was just an unofficial visit. His family's going to be with him. There's a lot of chatter that a flip is going to be coming. I don't know when it's going to come, but I think things are looking more and more likely. He'll end up at Ole Miss in Alabama, although he is still technically committed to Alabama right now. Four-star safety commit, LaDarian Clardy, really good playmaker. Out of Pensacola, will be in town. He's an Ole Miss commit. What's the significance in that is, you know, you get players that are far away like Florida, and those Florida schools are staying in their ear about, you know, coming there. It's good to continue to get them on your campus. Miami Central four-star wide receiver and Florida commit, Nashawn Montgomery, will visit Ole Miss this weekend. You know, we went through this Oklahoma, a lot of – he's committed to Florida right now, but as we saw at Oklahoma, they brought in a ton of guys committed to other schools. There's kind of some chatter that Ole Miss could be making waves with him. And look, that wide receiver room is going to empty out, you know, after this season. So there's a lot of room to bring in guys for playmakers there. Alcorn, Georgia defensive lineman Timothy Griffin said that he'll be committing on November 23rd between Ole Miss, Florida State, and Cincinnati. Some basketball tidbits real quickly. Isaiah Seely, a four-star small forward in the 25 class, is down to four schools. The Springdale, Arkansas native said he's down to Arkansas, Boston College, Cal, and Ole Miss. And Chucky, Sam Futures out of Germantown High School, the 6'10 center, rated the number 42 overall player in the country. I'm hearing very good things about Ole Miss. Ended up getting his signature as well.
All right. SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins is the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it.
Yep, so would my wife, Kate, and yours, Wanda. SEC news, Jackson Dart and Jordan Watkins were named the SEC Offensive Players of the Week. Surprise, surprise. Dart was also named the National Player of the Week after throwing for 515 and five touchdowns and broke all the Ole Miss records single game in that. The good news didn't stop there. Ole Miss linebacker T.J. Daugherty was named the Defensive Player of the Week in the SEC after two sacks and really set the tone, I thought, there, Chucky, with that strip sack that ended up being a touchdown. And then also the 2022 National Championship Lady Rebels in golf. Their star golfer, Sierra Tamburlini, I don't want to butcher her name, was the Rookie of the Year and the Order of Merit winner on the Ladies European Tour in her very first year. Amazing.
All right. The Good, Bad, and Ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, or a maintenance program, Riverland has you covered, home or business. As a certified GAF Master Elite contractor, they can offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them at 662-644-4297 or visit their website, riverlandroofing.com. You'll never need another roofer again. Well, a good, obviously, the Rebels' fantastic day in Fayetteville as Ole Miss shelved the curse on that hill in northwest Arkansas and ran the Razorbacks off their own field, with Ole Miss quarterback Jackson Dart throwing for six touchdowns and wide receiver Jordan Watkins snagging five of those for 254 yards, all school records. Dart threw for over 500 yards in the big win, and the Ole Miss defense sacked Hog quarterbacks eight times while also registering a total of 13 tackles for loss. The Rebels lead the nation in both categories. Everyone got to play in a game that really was a no-doubter by halftime. That makes six straight quarters the Rebels have played quality football, the second half against Oklahoma and four quarters against Arkansas. The Hogs ended up scoring some points, but most of them were on the Rebel defensive backups. Bad? Well, running back Henry Parris Jr. Yeah. sustained a bad knee injury, which probably puts him out for the year. Henry was Ole Miss' leading ground gainer, and besides that, he's one of the hardest working players on the team. He brought his lunchbox to practice every day and made the most of his athletic ability. Also, bad, sad news from Joe Walker, former tracks coach. His son passed away over the weekend, Brian, and condolences to Joe and his family.
No doubt. Chucky, you know, you were going over Ole Miss leads the country in sacks and tackles for losses. I think Ole Miss has 93 tackles for losses. The next most in the country is Duke at 77. That's how
playing many, in the ACC.
Playing in the ACC. I think Ole Miss has 17 sacks in the last six quarters. So as my boy Mark Cleary said, don't let the Rebels get hot.
Hey, be there, be loud, be proud. Big game Saturday, 2:30 in the vault. Lock the gate. Put the ball down. We'll see you next week on Rebel Yell Hotline.
Hotty toddy.
Got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.